Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Pei Vav, and we are up to Se'ifim Dalid Hey and Vav, I believe. So this is page 510, Reish Nun Hey Amud Beis. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Pei Vav Se'if Dalid. Mishtatvin B'chol Minei Machal. We're continuing to discuss the dinim of Shituvei Mavuos. So we're saying you're allowed to use any type of food for Shituvei Mavuos, unlike Erev Chaseros, which is supposed to be done dafka with bread. Vafilu Arbav V'chamisha Minei Machal Mitzdarf. You have to have 2 meals worth of food, but it could be all different types of food that combine together to equal the 2 meals worth of food. Once you have mazon shtei sudos, it doesn't matter how many people you're including in the shitov. It could be 1,000 people. It could be more than 1,000 also, right? Our local erev is way more than 1,000 people, but once you have mazon shtei sudos, that's perfectly fine. So sifhei. Now in sifhei, we're going to be going back and forth Mishnah Berura with the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berura, because it's going to talk about all the different types of food that can and cannot be used as part of the Shituvei Mavuos, and we're going to need to explain each one, not just teach each one, which is also a hard thing to do. So says the Shulchan Aruch, b'chol minei machal mishtatvin, you're allowed to do Shituvei Mavuos with any type of food, chutz migud gedonios shehukshu lezera, with the exception of berries that have hardened to seeds. It says in Mishnah Berura, Ratzalomer, Sheiskashu HaKlochem Ke'etz, that the stalks have become hard like wood, Shekvar Tzomach Behem Zera, because the seed has already sprouted in them, V'Koshem La'achila, meaning it's not really edible, it's difficult to eat. Next, V'Tavlin, and also spices, Mishnah Berura, Delav B'nei Achila Ninu, because they are not edible as is. Next, U'Polin Yaveshim, and dried beans, Mishnah Berura, Sheina Echalim Kamo Shein Chayin, El'achar Bishulan, you can't eat them raw, you would need to cook them in order to make them edible, B'nei Shein and in order to use a food for an Erev, for a Shituvei Mavuos, it needs to be something that's currently edible. V'lo ba'ali b'tzalim shlo gadu orech zeres, not with with the leaves of onions that have not grown to a size of a length of a zeres. Mishabruv v'lo ba'ali b'tzalim shekashimim la'achila, because they're difficult to eat. Avu b'tzalim gufa ma'arvim ben miyesh b'em k'dei lafis mazon shtei sudos. But the onions themselves you're allowed to use as the Erev, as long as they work to go along with, you have enough of it to go along with 2 sudos worth. Shalom Gadu, Shalom Gadlu says the Mishnah Berura, Sheba Ochein Kolkach Katan and Mazik La Adam Eres Shabahen, because while they're very small, it could be harmful to your health. Avlum Kvar Gadlu Alin Shir Zeres, but if the leaves are ready, a Shir Zeres, Harim Kibitzal Natsman Marvin Behem, then they become like the onions themselves that you could use as the Eruv Kshish Behem Shir Lafis Behem Mazin Shte Sudos, as long as you have enough of it that it serves to be Malafis Shte Sudos. It serves to go along with 2 meals worth. Velobik meinu pitrios, and not with truffles or mushrooms, says the Mishnah Berura, afilu mevushalim, even if they're cooked, or they're even if they're ripened, I guess, or cooked. It must be cooked. Vata, right? Not ripened over here, because do mushrooms ripen? I guess they do, right? I don't know. They just grow. I don't know if they ripen or not. What does it say in the b'chayin afil b'chitu? Sorry, namilo. Yeah, I think it means raw. Afil mufshalim, even if they're cooked. V'atam she'ein adam ragil lismochalein lo machmasudav lo machmas liftan. And the reason for that is that people don't rely on them for suuda or for a liftan, for that which accompanies suuda. That's like a relish. V'ein ban elabakrai. They only every once in a while it's a treat that you have. They have a truffle. O bebira gracholik alzev v'daito de ma'arvin b'kmeinu pitrios mufshalim. The bebira Grad disagrees, and he says that cooked mushrooms and truffles can be used for the shitufei mavuos. Velo bekafnios, and also not with unripe dates. Mishabrahim tomorrow morning shalbush called sarchan. It's unripe dates. Velo ba'adoshim, and not with lentils. Velo bechitim usaorim, and not with wheat or barley. Mishabrah chafhei haynuk shem chayim, meaning when they're raw, they'll have meachilin because they're not edible. V'adin oruz v'dochen v'kitniyos yivashin. The same is true for rice and millet and dried beans. Shein ruin lechel kmo shein chayin. If you can't eat it raw, dein marvin behen, then you're not allowed to use it for an eruv. Kas v'rashba to beklayus marvin behen. With roasted nuts, you're allowed to be roasted kernels. You're allowed to make an eruv. V'lo b'yarek shu bashil v'lo bashil. Nor with vegetables that are half cooked. Mishabrush shekashin ein lachil because it's difficult to eat. Avol bashil legamri o chay legamri marvin behen. If they're fully cooked or fully raw, then you can use it for an eruv. V'dafki yarek shu darkon lechel chayin. But it's got to be a vegetable that's edible raw. Because of Magen Avraham, the lefesti done who bichlal hazeh, that our turnips are included in this. V'lo b'mayim levadom v'lo b'melech levado. You cannot use water alone nor salt alone. V'lo b'mayim levadom d'la midi d'mazon hu, because it's not a matter. It's not a food item. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, avlam irvim yachad mishatvim ben. But if you mix salt and water together, then you're allowed to use it for a shituf. Mishabrua sharoy lavis b'asapas, because then it becomes a dip. It becomes something like a salad dressing. And then the shear would be the amount that you would have as a relish with the bread of two meals worth. The Yesh Omrim, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Dafka Kshnasan Tochen Shemen, the Yesh Omrim Shema Arvin Betavlin. Some say that water and salt can only be used for the Shituvim of Wuos if you also put some oil in there, and some say you have to put some spices in there as well. Meaning, what kind of relish, what kind of dressing, what kind of dip would it be if it's just water and salt? So Mishabruk Shnasan Tochen Shemen, Umayishab Shem Levado, Lekashir Roy, Le'ervil, Betaruv, Samayim Melech. And it must be talking about a case where there's not enough oil on its own to count for the shituf, and that's why you need to combine it with the water and the salt. But since oil is one of the ingredients that's machshiv the entire mixture to a level of a dip, but we really pass on like the first opinion. And if you mix spices in it, because then it's usable. I'm sorry, there are those that say Yesham Shema Arvin Betavlin. You're allowed to make an Eruv with Tavlin, even though we said earlier that spices cannot be used for an Eruv. Why would you hold that they can, yes, be used for an Eruv? Because you could use it to spice up your food. That makes it chashav enough to make an Eruv. Vishiro kechatzi revias. How much Tavlin? A half a revias worth. And it could be b'shas al-chak, you could rely on this Yeshomrim, so you could take a little bottle of black pepper or of paprika or something and use that as an Eruv. But they say you shouldn't use peppercorns. That peppercorn is just like any other tavlin. And he just gives you contemporary measures for, I guess, his time and his place of what the shear of a chatzi revius is. Sivav called davar shirugil lafis pasapas. Anything that they would use as a relish on a bread, something that they would use to eat along with the bread, shiuro lelapis pasapas and echol shtei sudos. The amount of that food you need for the eruv is the amount that you would use for two meals worth of bread. V'kol shein melaftin pasapas, melaftin pasapas. Anything that you would not use together with bread as a relish on the bread, shiuro kedei lechol mimenu shtei sudos. Then you would need enough of that particular food for shtei sudos. Ubasar chai lo havi liftan. Raw meat is not a liftan. It is not a relish. So you need enough raw meat that you can eat it alone for two sudos. Aval tzli havi liftan. But roasted meat is a relish. Vishiro lafis po shtei sudos. And therefore the amount that you would need is the amount that you would use together with bread of two sudos. Chometz havi liftan. Vinegar is a liftan. It's something that's a relish for the bread. V'chein yayin mevushal. And so is cooked wine. Aval yayin chai. But non-cooked wine or non-diluted wine, lo havi liftan. That is not a liftan. V'shir shtei revios. The shir would be two revios. V'chein shir shar mashkim, and that's the shir of other beverages as well. Mishum brua shir lafis bo. That if it's a kind of thing that's used as a liftan, so then you only need the amount of it that you would use to be melafi shtei sudos, and that's all you need. The whole suda doesn't have to be from that min. It's not a liftan because they wouldn't use it to be melafi sapas to eat along with bread. You would need enough to eat from it. Ayin Bir Alacha. So this is going on Basar Chai. So the Bir Alacha says, what are you talking about, Basar Chai? Who eats Basar Chai? So Bir Alacha says, yeah, Basar Chai means raw meat. Sometimes, yeah, you would eat Basar Chai if you salt it a lot and whatever, meaning they have in fancy restaurants sometimes. They serve you raw meat if that's with vinegar or salt or something that makes it less disgusting. Tzli Avi Liftan, Vafilu Yesh Mekomo Sholchan Aso Belo Pas. Even in places where they eat roasted meat without any bread, batel daitan etzel kaladam. We assume that that's an abnormal thing, and the normal thing is to eat roasted meat with bread. You have the hot dog on the bun. So even though there are some people that eat the hot dog off the bun, they're crazy. V'chein basar mevushal dino ketzli. And the same is true that cooked meat is also considered like tzli, that it goes together with the bread. Chometz havi liftan, vinegar is a liftan. V'shira kadei l'tabel bo yorek mazon shtei sudos hanechal below pas. And the shear that you would need of vinegar is enough to dip two meals worth of vegetables in that vinegar, meaning it's like a salad dressing or a dip. And we assume that that means a revius of it. And cooked wine, that cooked wine, you need the amount that you would have to go along with bread of two meals. Some say that it's enough that it should be for a dessert wine of two meals. But most poskim do not hold like that, that it's got to be the wine you have during the meal. Lavi liftan, but non-cooked wine is not a liftan. Dein derech lafis, but they wouldn't have it together with bread. Hilchach bin dafka shir shtiyah shtey sudas tehu shtey revi'iyos. And therefore you dafka need two meals worth of such wine, which is going to be two revi'iyos. So what we learned today is, first in Siv Dalet we said that you could combine all different types of foods for the mazon shtey sudas you need for a shituvei mavuos. And then in Siv Hey we went through all different types of foods that are inedible, and if they're inedible in their current state, then they cannot be used for the shituvei mavuos. And we said water and salt cannot be used alone, but could be used together, except one opinion holds only if you also add oil. And there was a machlokas about tavlin. And then in Sivav we said that anything that you would use lafes bosapas, you need the amount of that you would use for a liftan of shtei su'udos, for a relish of shtei su'udos. And if it's not used lafes bosapas, you would need the amount of that food itself to eat it for your meal for shtei su'udos. So Be'ezras Hashem, I guess tomorrow I'll try to do a Zoom for Se'ifim Zayin and Ches, and that's it. Okay, everyone have a good night.